I'm sitting in Kapoor right now, and it's become a beautiful day, although it was stormy all night and even raining this morning, but all the clouds have gone and the air is fresh and clean, and it's a big sports field and college, and I'm in a sort of a garden part of it with my tent here, and I didn't even get wet at night. It was very pleasant, except for when I had to come out and use the bathroom, walking in the darkness under an umbrella. By using the bathroom, I mean the bushes. I was showering out here. It was much more pleasant. Anyway, yesterday from another place, I left back for New Brajadam in order to be able to meet with Shamiju to discuss some things in preparation for the Navaraja Mandala Parikrama. And also, of course, there was a very wonderful wedding, Govindanandan Prabhu and Astasakhi Lila. Govindanandan's in charge, or he's the main person involved in our cow protection and working with the bulls, and Astasakhi Lila, she is involved in the Gurukula and writes books, draws pictures, teaches the children. Both are very nice, wonderful personalities, and as we were driving there, of course, I also took Nyanjan Maharaj back. His health wasn't so good, and I didn't feel good about having him out here on Pariyatra, dragging him from one place to another. But he'll come out tomorrow for the day and spend the day with the devotees and go out on Harinam. These are the last few days of Pariyatra before returning to New Brajadam on the morning of the Parikrama. And the wedding was very wonderful. It was a very unique wedding. It wasn't held in the tent, normal place where we hold weddings, but it was in front of the barn. And a small stage was set up there. Although it was pouring rain on the way there and when we got to the farm, but still by the time the wedding ceremonies were went to start, the sky cleared, the rain stopped, sun came out, and we had some beautiful weather for a few hours. So in front of the stage there was a little corral, and there were two calves in there, a bull and a cow calf, and they were just sitting there. That's a real novelty. We hadn't done that before, and the guests were sitting behind the corral, which was just before the stage. So it was a really beautiful setting, and in the background was Pavana Sarovara with Gopal sitting there. This is the same Gopal statue that we have in the entrance to the Budapest temple. Anyway, the wedding proceeded as usual, but the last part, which was something that our Minister of Cow Protection, Balabhadra Prabhu, had suggested to Gaur Shakti Prabhu, and that was that we brought a small yoke that we used to train the little bulls, and the bride and the groom put that on their shoulders. Of course, this signifies the burden of Grihastha life and how devotees should go together in the direction of Krishna in a real cooperative way. But more than that, it was also to signify the dharma of New Brajadam, which is cow protection and working the oxen. And that was on the most appropriate day, which is the appearance day of Lord Balaram, who is actually the presiding deity of working the soil. He's always carrying his plow on his shoulder, and the plow you use for plowing the fields. Balaram is always making this very, very public statement that between him and Krishna, Krishna and Balaram, they comprise the two fundamental aspects of Varnashrama. Krishna, cow protection; Balaram, working the soil. So Srila Prabhupada says, depending on the cow and the land. That statement is personified by Krishna and Balaram. Anyway, then it was such a beautiful day, and Radisham, they were very beautifully dressed in this multi-blue colored outfit, and Srimati Radharani's hair was up, and Shyamasunda was looking very, very enchanting. Both of them had these velvet chokers, dark blue velvet chokers on their necks. And of course, our Utsav deity, Balaramji, was in the forefront with his plow and club. And he had 150-plus offerings offered to him. So I couldn't resist, and I stayed for the feast. It was a really wonderful feast for the devotees. And the highlight for me is always Chandradoya's Shukta. It was a fantastic Shukta. Boy, I wish I had some more right now. Anyway, and then I tasted the Mahaprasadam. Not all the 150 preparations, but many of them. They were also all fantastic. And the last pièce de résistance was this really super rasgulla. Unfortunately, there were no more. And that sort of left me lamenting a little. But then after such a big feast, I hadn't been eating anything except fruit for the last week, so I had to go take rest. And I saw in the garden of the house Partha, Prabhu had made one of these experimental little kunds. This is what we're trying to make for the Braja project in different places in New Brajadan. This is only about 4 meters by 3 meters. And I mean, I've been gone for a week, but it was there, complete with rocks around it, plants, lotus flower inside, and just waiting a couple of days before the water's ready to receive some fish and frogs and turtles. So it was very nice. Although I think that for other parts of New Brajadam, we'll make them somewhat larger. But it's very beautiful and very suitable for the garden over in the house that I stay in New Brajadam. And I went to see where the earthworks are going on for where Barshana is, as well as the new bogus storage, 150 square meter underground cellar. And that's like the size, it looks like a mine. And then came back to where we are right now, and I spent the night preparing for the Navarajamandal Parikrama. Particularly yesterday I finished Mathura, and I think that'll be very exciting for the devotees. I'm not going to give any hints about it, but anyway, I still have to work out Mathura and Gokula, Barshana, Giriraj, Vrindavan town, Jamuna, and the other more western part of Vrindavan. Of course, I've got all these places worked out, just to sort of summarize all the many, many places and highlight them and try and imagine how this is going to work when there's like 300 or 400 devotees walking together in places where many of the holy places are only like about 20 meters apart. So if you can imagine, in Vrindavan you have 160 square miles that all these pastime places are spread out in. In New Brajadam, all of those pastime places are condensed into 1 kilometer radius, means pi r squared, means 3 square kilometers. So that means the distances really are narrowed down. And then last night we had a great storm. It was storming and thundering and lightning and raining, and I didn't get wet in the tent, neither did Radha Damodar. It was very nice. The only time I got wet, as I mentioned, was when I went outside to use the bathroom, or to go to the bathroom, and I had to use my umbrella. But otherwise it was extremely pleasant. And so nice being out in the fresh air, in the open, just the overall atmosphere and vibrations is so much more conducive. Living in between thick walls and windows, for me, is it's a drag. It's unfortunate. I so much prefer being out in the open, even when I conduct my services during the day as much as possible. I'm always outside, and when I can sleep outside, even in New Brajadam, I do that. In Budapest and other places, it's not possible. But on Padayatra, that's really the acme, the peak. And then I had this nice dream at the end of night. It was really a nice experience. I was laying down and I was sort of leaving my body. It was a time for leaving the world. And I was thinking about Radha Shyam, and what came into my mind, I was thinking, will they really remember the different services I tried to do, and will they fulfill my desires? And as I was thinking like that, it was in a very pleasant mood. Then Radha Shyam appeared, and I started chanting the Ishopanishad. And it was my meditation, you know, a verse that ends with Om Kato Smara Kitam Smara Kitam Smara Kitam Smara. Sounds great. Kato Smara Kitam Smara Kato Smara Kitam Smara Om. And, you know, the substance of the verse is that let this body be burnt to ashes, and the life airs of the body merge with the greater totality of the air. But Om, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices, and because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. So as Radha Shyam were there, and they were standing there very sweet, I think it had that impression of their darshan the night before. I was just thinking of them like that all day long. And so I was just chanting Om Kato Smara Kitam Smara Kitam Smara Kitam Smara. And somehow they were communicating from within the heart, and I could see all of the little services, book distribution or temple building or talking to devotees, preaching and so on, how they were completely aware and appreciative of all of those services. And it went on for quite a while, just remembering all of those pastimes, and they were reassuring me that no little service was forgotten and everything was appreciated, and that they were taking all of those things into consideration. And that was very reassuring. It just increased my happiness. And then, of course, I didn't die. I woke up. Here I am. But it was just something that I wanted to share with the devotees, how Krishna is so attentive and kind and wonderful, even though sometimes we think that we're going on without being noticed, but that he's aware of everything. He takes an account of all of the even tiniest services that we render, and at the time of reckoning with this world and leaving this body behind, then all of those things will be taken into account. So Krishna says, Mahachu Chaha Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. We should not worry. Krishna is always appreciative of everything, and remembers everything, and will never forget his devotee. So Om Kato Smara Kitam Smara Kato Smara Kitam Smara Om.